Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies? Oh my gosh, how y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, huh? 'Cause they hate it, baby, and living your best life, huh? Is that what y'all out there doing? I know y'all out there being so thorough. Oh my gosh, why do I tell y'all that y'all out there being thorough? Come on, y'all know. Come on, y'all know. Oh my gosh, number one, right? Because God made you that way. Yes, yes, yes. God made you thorough and wise. Shout out to you, God. You so thorough. Yes. And number two, y'all know why I know y'all thoroughly wise. Because y'all out here listening to me, right? And you got to be. You got to be thorough if you are out here listening to me. Yes, baby, because I'm thorough and I'm definitely wise, baby. All right? And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Yeah, and you know what else I always got to say. Come on, y'all. What do I always say, man? I got to stop laughing. I really do. I got to stop laughing. But I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Hi, haters. Y'all need this work too. Yes. And for those of y'all who don't know why, I go ahead and I do that whole introduction. It's because, listen, haters acknowledgement backwards, right? And sometimes the haters come around, they be like, hold on, what's going on? What she got going on? Let me see, hold on, right? And they come around, right? They encamp around you, like I always tell y'all, because they want to know what's going on too. And what happens is they listen, they get the knowledge, and they get that work too. So look. And y'all, wait a minute, I can't forget to tell y'all this. Make sure y'all go over to the Just a Touch of J app, because I made a drink for y'all called the Haters Passion Drink, you know, because haters, sometimes they hate with a passion. And you got to get that drink. Yeah, baby. Take it. Make it. Do what it is that you do with it. Give it to the haters. Sip on it for yourself. Yes, because this is Just a Touch of J, baby. And I got to put all that out there in pieces for you. So look, let's go ahead and let's get started. Mama got a word for y'all. Mama got a word. Got to drop a dime on y'all. But before I go ahead, dear, y'all know I got to give y'all shout outs, right? Yes, child. So I was looking at the stats. They had me looking at the stats, right? And I saw, yes, that Africa, West Africa, y'all still doing y'all thing. Shout out to y'all in West Africa. Oh my God, y'all got my stuff popping. Yeah, y'all got my podcast popping. Oh my gosh, wait a minute, got this lady on my heart. I gotta tell y'all this. Y'all know y'all got my podcast on Spotify up in like just one of my posts. Y'all liked it. 42, I think today it was 42,700 and something likes. Yes, shout out to y'all. Yeah, that was the one I did for app of the day, my app, right? Let me tell y'all about my mobile app. My mobile app made number one 3 different times within the last, like, I would say probably like 60 days, somewhere around there. And I did a little, you know, podcast about it, and y'all liked it. All 42,000 of y'all is some change, almost 43. So shout out to y'all for your love and support on Spotify, okay? Now look, let me skate back on over to the podcast, right? Also, y'all been supporting me out in Cali, too. Cali's numbers is rising. I don't know what's going on. Y'all like Keon Henderson? Shout out to you, Keon Henderson. That's my pastor. Yeah, y'all out there in Houston repping your girl and repping, you know, Pastor Keon. So, you know, kudos to y'all for that, too. And then all my people out in Jersey. Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all. And you know what, too? I got a phone call the other day. I want to give her a shout out. Shout out to you, Nia Darrison. Thank you for calling me. I had an amazing conversation with you, girl. I told you, God got a call for your life. So you go ahead. You keep on keeping on. All right, so now let me see. Anybody else I got a shout out? Hold on. Shout out to my cousin. You know who you are. Okay, Ace Royal. Yeah, shout out to you. I'm so proud of you, baby. And to my kids. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, I got 3 children, right? So my youngest, she just turned 21. Shout out to you, Rai. Rai is out here doing her thing. I'm so proud of her. You know, she done came a long way. I'm so proud of Rai. Then I got Iman, my middle one. She's doing her little one too. Nami Beauty. Make sure y'all take a look at that when it drops. Yeah, she got her own makeup line. Mm-hmm. And my son, whoo, child. I told y'all before, my son is the wisest man I know, besides God. Shout out to you, to Quam. You out here doing your little one, too. So young, you know, he's just out here, he wise, y'all. Okay, and we're going to be talking about, you know, some power episodes pretty shortly for y'all. Because y'all know I had to leave y'all a little hanging with that one. But Mama's here. Mama got you. All right. Now, again, y'all, this is just a touch of J, right? I just had to put some of that stuff out there in pieces for you. Okay, so now listen. I told y'all Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. So, look, I get up this morning, right? Let me get it together. I get up this morning. I go ahead and I say, you know what? Let me go ahead and get this workout on. Let me drink my tea. Let me do everything that I do. Y'all know I meditate. You know I do what it is that I do, Yeah, baby. Okay. This is just a touch of J. I'm about to put this out there in pieces for you. So I'm out here. I'm doing what it is that I do. And I say, you know what? Let me start working out. And I was working out. I was listening to my girl. I felt the call calling on me. I said, oh, my God, God calling me. Oh, my God, she got something for me to say to my people. You know, to his peoples, I got to get it out. So I said, who is it? Sarah Jakes Robertson. Y'all know she be talking to me. Is there anybody out there that feels like Sarah just be talking to y'all? Like, she be like, hey, girl. And like, hey, God, what's going on? What y'all out here doing? I got to tell y'all this goodness. It's like she talking, speaking directly to me. So she talking, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, Sarah, what you got to say? Child, Sarah on there talking about being authentically you when the ground is shifting. I said, hold on, wait a minute, what's going on, right? Oh my gosh, no, Sarah, because you know, look, I can relate. You know, is there anybody out there that can relate? You know, that sometimes you just got to just let the old you go. You understand what I'm saying? Step into the new you, you know, and be authentically new. You know that new you when the ground is shifting. But see, sometimes, see, this is what Sarah was talking about. She was talking about sometimes you get a little nervous, you know? And what she did was she referred to it with Moses, okay? So listen, for all my Bible scholars, for everybody to know, y'all know I ain't no preacher, nothing like that. I don't ever try to be no preacher. I just try to come to you, get his word, just lay it on my heart. That's it. This is just a touch of J. I tell you, all I'm out here doing is putting it out there in pieces for you, baby, okay? So listen, so this is what happened, right? Moses, basically, you know, he's doing this little one-two, right? And God, you know, he comes on. He like, look, I need you to tell my people something. I need you to set them free, you know, lead them up out of the wilderness and all of that, right? And Moses basically like, hold on, no, not me. I can't do all that. You know, I don't know why you even try to pick me. You know, I ain't that bull. That is not me. You know, this is a bit much. You know, he basically like, how do you want me to go ahead and do this? Okay. He was very, very reluctant. I don't know. You know, what if this, what if that? You know, he just wasn't believing in himself. He didn't believe that he could do that. Anybody out there struggling with that? Huh? Any of y'all out there just struggling? Okay, let's say this, right? Maybe you're struggling because you feel like it's a call on your life. Like you're the first one to go to college in your family. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't nobody else graduate. You like, dang on, I don't know if I'm be able to do it. You know, you out here, you like, I'm not sure. You know, that could be something right there. You know, you could be reluctant about, right? Or perhaps maybe you the first person in the family. Child, first person to get married or have a successful relationship. Child, because everybody all over the place. Everybody getting divorces. Can't nobody manage to be right? People cheating, people doing this. You know, they out there living your best life. You know, they out there doing that one too. Somehow y'all out there doing that trickery. You know, but maybe somebody else is out there and y'all like, I'm the first person. I'm like the first person. I feel like I can be the one of the ones that don't get a divorce. I could be one of the ones that can have a successful relationship. You know, be married. You know, do what it is that I do. Have a good family. You know, but you're a little intimidated. You're a little scared. You know, a little reluctant. Or it could be you the first person. I hate to say it, y'all, but what if you're the first person that's not hooked on drugs or alcohol in the family? Yeah, y'all, this is just a touch of J now. Look, we got to keep 100 out here. I can't be out here. I can't have my babies lost. I tell you that all the time, babe. We only got like 70-something days left in this year. We got to get our life in order, okay? I can't have my babies lost out here. This is 2019. We about to be going into 2020, and we can't be out here acting like we was in 2017. You know something? You might be the one that really, you know, doesn't indulge in drugs and alcohol. Maybe you did, but now you don't want to anymore. You want to be different, you know, and listen here, you know, that could be something that could be reluctant. You could be really nervous about that, real scared, right? Or what if this, right? You the first person to step out of the ordinary. You understand what I'm saying? Like, let's just say religious purposes, right? Everybody's a Catholic or something. And you like, you know what? No, I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Muslim. I don't know what y'all out here doing, but you want to do something that's different that everybody else ain't doing. Okay? And they like, you know, you want to do a different type of religion, or you want to write the book, or, you know, you want to start the mobile app like me. You want to just do what it is that you do. You don't want to be like everybody else. People might be pointing a finger. Might have you a little reluctant. Might have you a little nervous. So basically, Sarah is just talking about how Moses was just like, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. You know, I don't think I'm qualified for that call. Does anybody out there feel like they're not qualified for the call? The call that y'all want to pursue? Maybe the call that God's put on your life? You know, just something. You feel like it's just something. I talked about this before. You feel like something is calling you, right? So basically what she was saying is that she gave her little testimony, and she was like, because look, if y'all know who Sarah Jakes is, y'all know she had a baby like 13. You know, this is T.D. Jakes' daughter. And she was out there, you know, living her best life, doing what she was doing, you know, stripping and all of that. She was having a good old time. But look at her now. Yeah, child. Look at her now, like 18 years later, like just her whole life is just totally like different. You understand what I'm saying? Just different. Like she talked about how she got with her husband, and she went out to, you know, where she went out, L.A., and she thought she was falling in love with this amazing man that she did and started this family and got married, but she did not know that she would be a pastor. She did not know that she would be speaking to God's people. And remember I talked to y'all about this with T.D. Jakes, and I was telling y'all how T.D. Jakes said that he was working at the grocery store, and he was doing all this and doing what it is that he do, that he do, that he do. Shout out to you, T.D. Jakes, if you listen to it. Look, okay, because you all that. All right, shout out to you, Sarah, too. But, you know, they was out there. They was doing what it is that they was doing. They didn't know that they was going to be Sarah Jakes and the T.D. Jakes. You understand what I'm saying? Like me, y'all. Come on now. Y'all know who I used to be. Those of y'all out there that know me, Ronnie, Jill, okay? Very, very shy is Jill. Very, very crazy is Ronnie. And this is just a touchy J, baby. I don't even know how to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? I do not. But, you know, I was out there living my best life. I did not think that I had a call on my life and that I was anointed. People used to tell me all the time, they'd be like, no, it's something about you. And I'd be like, what? I'm regular. They'd be like, no, honey, you ain't regular. But I didn't know, and I don't know what I'm going to be doing 18 years from now. I don't know what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. Y'all, this is just a touch of Jay. Do you understand I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you? Sometimes we get these calls on our life, right? And they just, we don't know who we're going to be, number one. And they make us a little nervous, okay? We get a little nervous about them. And Sarah's just basically saying, look, you got to answer the call. You know, you're standing there, you got your shoes on. It's time to take your shoes off. Do what it is that you're supposed to do. Y'all remember that podcast I did about things that are hard? And things are hard because a lot of times they're supposed to be. That's why they so hard, baby. This is just a touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Sometimes I don't want to do what it is that I got to do. But I do it for y'all because I love y'all. Yes. And sometimes you might get a little nervous. You might think, you know, I can't start the book. You know, I don't know how I'm going to go ahead and be the first one that's going to be married in my family. I don't know how I'm going to go ahead, you know, and change my direction. You got to go out there, baby. You got to put it out there in pieces for them. You got to walk into your purpose. You can't be afraid, okay? Now, look, there's a part in the story where Moses is basically like, you know, he's questioning God. You know, he's like, look, I don't know. You know, giving all these questions. Child, look, let me tell you, God don't answer him. No. I think he told him what he needed to do. He just said, just know I'm with you. Just know I'm with you. And that's what you got to know. You know, for all my believers out there, even if you don't subscribe to the book, you don't believe, you just got to know it's a higher power that's with you, that's out there with you, helping you along the way. You can't be afraid. You got to just jump out there and do what it is that you're supposed to do, because you want to know why you're not jumping out there a lot of the times. Look, because of things that have happened to us in the past. See, we got this memory, right, that goes on in our minds. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know about these memories. Let's just say you was in a relationship. I always like using relationships, right? Shout out to the Love Doctor series. It's coming. All right, y'all better prepare for that. Yes, child. I told y'all. October, beginning of November. Yes, baby. But, yeah, you know, sometimes you're just like, oh, I don't know. You know if I can do this. You got to go ahead. You got to do it. You can't let what happened in the past mess you up for the future. You understand what I'm saying? You can't. You just got to let that go. Because what you're going to do is you're going to mess up your future dealing with the past, okay? And that could be the same thing. Like maybe you're trying to write the book. Somebody in your family tried to do it, okay? And they ain't succeed. You might be thinking about that. You know, whatever it is that you got going on, you got to go ahead and you basically just got to step into it. Take your shoes off. Okay, relax, get real comfortable, and do what it is that you know that you're called to do. You know, you feel that tug and go after it. Yes, baby, this is just a touch of J. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Let that fear go. Okay, I don't know who this is for, but I know God laid this on my heart that I had to put it out there for y'all. Don't be reluctant. No. You know, I know sometimes we get a little nervous. I know sometimes we get a little afraid and we don't want to do it. But it's going to keep you stagnant. You're going to be stuck repeating the same thing. I tell y'all all the time, like a GPS going in a circle, because you don't want to go ahead and do what it is that you're supposed to do. No. Answer to the call and just go out there, please. Please, y'all, this is just a touch of day. I think that's all I cover with my notes. Let me check it out. Okay, college family, yeah, outside. Mm-hmm. Think I did everything, okay? Yeah, just remember God's with you, all right? And look, there's going to be a time, too. I got to go ahead. I got to make sure I say this. It's going to be a time when you're going to get tested, okay? I've been there. Look, I know. I can tell y'all this. Look, y'all out here listening to me for a reason, okay? Ain't no thousands and thousands and thousands and, you know, K's of y'all out here not listening to me. Y'all love me. Y'all know I spent that wisdom and that knowledge. But look, it's going to be a time, right? This time is going to come up where you get like, you know, God going to say, you know, listen now. I'm going to put you in a situation that you used to be in. And we need to see, okay, when he put us in a situation, if we can act the way that we're supposed to be acting, like the new us. Okay, for instance, okay, I had an opportunity to, let me see how I can say this, respond to a situation the way that I used to respond to the situation. But because God has put this call on my life, I did not. Because when God goes ahead, he puts me into this new situation, okay? I had to return to this old place that I used to be at, okay? If I could say it like that. This is just a touch of day, baby. Work with me. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? So when I had to return to that, because God put it out there for me, go ahead and return. I told you, I had two options. You could be the old you, okay? Or you could be who God called you to be. And sometimes, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I love when he give me that goodness. It's not for you. That's where we get it all jacked up at, y'all. Oh, my gosh. He give me this wisdom right now. I love when God talks to me. Yeah. So what he's basically telling me is that sometimes, right, when he puts us in these situations and we act the way that we used to act, we mess it up. You know, and it's not for us. We have to remember, a lot of times it's not for us. Sometimes it might be somebody else, right? To see that your little light is shining. For them to say, oh, wow, you have changed. Wow, this, you're doing something different. And we mess it up because we think it's about us. We start thinking, and that's the part of it too. We start thinking, oh man, I can't do this. It ain't even about you. All you need to know is that you're called to do this thing. You can't take it personal. It's not about you and what it's not really about you. You understand what I'm saying? It's about what God is maybe calling you to do. It's about your purpose. You might be just like Moses. He was a little nervous. And God was like, lead my people up out of the wilderness. It ain't had nothing to do with him. It had to do with the people. You get where I'm coming from, y'all? That's why I'm on here right now. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm putting this out there in pieces for y'all. This don't got nothing to do with me. I'm just doing what it is that I'm supposed to do. The reason why I've been called to do this. I did not know, I'm trying to tell you, when I came from New Jersey to Georgia, almost 6 years ago. All I was doing was thinking, I'm coming out here for this job, you know. I'm about to live my best life. You know, probably find my husband, do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Okay, making good money. You know, I'm out here shining on them because they hate it, baby. I was doing what it is that I was doing. But I did not know the years would go by and I would become regional manager. I did not know. Okay, that I would be cooking and Food Network would like my things. I did not know that celebrities would like my recipes and inbox me and talk to me and tell me I'm an inspiration. I did not know that I would have a mobile app that would do very, very well. I did not know. Introverted, very scared, very nervous, very shy me would be somebody talking on a podcast to thousands and thousands of people. Do you understand? I did not know that. You never know what your purpose is going to be. And you never know how you may inspire others, okay? So you got to walk into that thing, baby. You can't be afraid. You can't take it personal. You just got to jump out there, right? When the ground is shifting. And put it out there in pieces for them, baby. All right, so look, I'm going to skate on the body. I hope y'all got that look. You know, look, this is just a touch of J. I tell y'all all the time, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for me. I don't know sometimes what I'm doing. I'm just trying to answer to this thing, this anointing, this call that's on my life. You know, I ain't trying to be all biblical. I ain't trying to do none of that. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces, explain it to you the best way that I know how. All right, so look. Let me go on over here, skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Wait. Make sure y'all go over to My Name Is All in that 76 on Instagram, baby. Check out some of that stuff. And make a love in V's Kitchen, too. And you know, Twitter, Tula, all that other stuff. You know, the Facebook pages, everything. The Just a Touch of J Fitness, because mama definitely began her workout on. Ooh, child, y'all got to wait till y'all see this. Oh, my God, I can't wait. I can't wait. But I've been putting out the in pieces for you. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, I won't show you too much. Just a touch. Just a touch of J, you know? And shout out to all my new supporters. Oh, my gosh. And my new subscribers. Yes. Everybody that's hitting me up. I love my babies. Yes. All right. So, look. Let me go ahead. Like I said, skill on the body here. And what do I say, y'all? How do I end this? I ain't end this like this in a while. So, let me get myself together real quick. Who is this? I'm sorry, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh? This is just a touch of J, baby. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay? Yes. So look, don't let nobody, anybody, tell you that you ain't thorough and that you ain't wise. Okay? Let that little light on the inside shine. Shout out to my song that's coming out called Shine On Them. Yes. Shine on them. Yeah, y'all gonna love that when that come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let that little light shine, you know. So everybody can get that love because the world needs it. Okay? Yeah. Shout out to you, Beat Break Radio. This is just a touch of J. Make sure y'all listening to me. Monday through Friday. 1:30. Eastern Standard Time, you know? You get the new episode, then they play the rerun through the week. Yeah. All right? Let me get on up out of here again, y'all. This is just a touch of J. I love you, man. And I just had to put that out there in pieces for you, baby. Let it bless your life. Share it. You know? Make it do what it is that it do. All right? Till next time. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.